A five-member task force has been inaugurated to see the early realization of the President's manifesto promises in the next 4 years. The inauguration was performed by President John Mahama at Flagstaff House in Accra. President Mahama charged the task force to work speedily but with recourse to processes and procedures that need to be followed. The task force is made up of Paul Victor being the convener, Dr. Stephen Adia, Coordinator Urban Baguin, Cletus Avoka and Enoch Taymensa as members. We bring you Pascaline Adadivo's report.
The setting up of a task force to achieve specific tasks on time without the usual bureaucracy in the public sector has more often than not yielded positive results. For instance, the two new public universities by the late President Mills' administration were spearheaded by task forces and were no doubt delivered on time. The second phase of the Better Ghana agenda will widely look at massive infrastructure development across the country. President John Mahama says his priority areas are in expanding infrastructure in the education, health and transport sectors. He promised Ghanaians 250 community senior high schools and a university in the Eastern Region. Members of the task force will work closely with sector ministers. President Mahama said he has no doubt that members of the task force, some of them nicknamed the three wise men, will deliver excellently. He urged them to be transparent and look at achieving the best cost options in delivering the goals.
That 4 years from now, we'll look back and see that probably this was the most important body that we set up during this government. This body that is going to help us to achieve the manifesto promises based on which Ghanaians gave us the mandate to govern. I have no doubt with the collective experience. During the electioneering campaign, we made promises in the field of education. Based on the lack of access to secondary education, 47% of our children who qualify for secondary school are not able to continue into secondary school just because there's no space, you know, in the existing secondary schools. Promises in the field of healthcare. One of the major problems we face in healthcare is the lack of access.
Urban Baguin is a former Minister of Health and a member of the task force responsible for health. He said funding has been sourced for 5 regional hospitals. Mr. Baguin, however, stated that Ghana as a country has not organized the health ministry well. He called for ministers assigned to that sector to be retained for a longer period.
One of the critical things I took up then to try and work on was a comprehensive conditions of service for the sector. But unfortunately, as we all know, ministers don't last in the sector, and therefore that's one of the challenges. As the former Minister for Health, I'm aware that we had already taken steps in many of these areas to secure funding. For example, for the regional hospitals, we have taken a lot of steps to secure funding for about 4 regional hospitals, and the cabinet had approved some of them, and the parliament had also approved some, and it was there with a few others to be approved by parliament, and so those will be processed quickly, and we will, with our technical support, try to expedite the implementation.
The task force will be serviced by a secretariat with operational funding from the office of the president.
Pascaline Adadivo.